Terry Halverson, about 3 months into his new CIO job, told a convention of Navy IT professionals in San Diego last month that the Navy Department needs to do a better job of telling its IT story, something he says it's done a terrible job at. That may be why his office released transcripts and audio of the San Diego sessions this week.
Who runs the single biggest integrated network in the world? Who runs it? Department of the Navy runs it with the two service partners. I guarantee you, if you go into the halls of the Pentagon, go other places, you ask that question, rarely would you get the answer. Who has more enterprise services than anybody else? Department of the Navy. You won't get that answer. I mean, there's this big belief the Army is way ahead in identity management. Fact is, I believe, we in DON are ahead of the Army in identity management. I think I have some pretty good facts to make that case. We have made that case pretty well publicly.
But despite Halverson's pride in the department's IT capabilities, he says they've got a lot of work to do and fewer resources than they'd like to do it. The framework he says he wants to use for all of it is under a single Department of the Navy IT enterprise, one that leverages the capabilities of both the Navy and the Marine Corps.
We are going to focus on what I have called the Big E. I like it because it makes a neat acronym. It's the Department of Navy Enterprise, the DUN. We're going to do that. And I believe there's really great power to get more effective and efficient in using the Department of the Navy enterprise approach. That said, I also understand bigger is not always better. So where do we make the right choices?
One way to answer that question, Halverson says, is a new mission business case analysis tool. He says the task will be to evaluate whether a particular system saves money and meets the department's missions.
When it is approved, I'm going to share it with everybody. I'm going to share it with industry. As soon as the lawyers tell me I'm allowed to do that, I think they ought to know. This is what we want. They can't give me what I want if I don't tell them what I want. This is the factors we've got to look at. How do we look at all those factors, right? How do we grade the score that says, hey, this may be less expensive, but you know what? It fails mission. Okay, well, that's off the table.
When the department does decide to make IT buys over the next few years, Halverson says they will most likely be in small, staggered, incremental chunks, not the large investments he'd prefer.
I'm going to be cautious today. We're in a financial crisis, okay? That is a fact. We are in a financial crisis. You will hear some people say that it's a zero-sum game for DOD. My personal belief. So if you quote this, please quote my personal belief. I am not quoting the Secretary of the Navy. My personal belief, we are not in a zero-sum game. We're in a negative game. We're going to go down. I think if you're not reading that in the future for us, DOD and DON are going to have less money. We are going to have less people than we have now. That's a fact. That's not a zero-sum game.
Halverson says the department's IT side is simply going to have to decide to stop doing some of the things it's doing now. He says none of them are unimportant. They're just less important than other things. He didn't give many specifics on what he thinks the Navy should stop doing. One, though, is creating and running redundant applications on its networks. In other cases, they're ad hoc applications that were created to serve a specific purpose and don't work very well.
We are running many instances of the same or slightly modified applications over our networks to the degree, in many cases, it's crippling the network. That's got to change. In some cases, we're running applications to our fleet Marines and fleet sailors that do not work. They do not work. That's an inexcusable thing to let happen. We are going to go after that one. I'm going to use the word. That is a jihad. We're going to get at the applications because that is day-to-day stopping sailors and Marines and civilians that in many cases are out at the deployed front line from getting what they need. We cannot tolerate that.
The Navy, as a service, is also pursuing some of the same IT efficiency goals as the rest of DOD and the rest of government. As Federal News Radio first reported in January, the department has ordered a halt to new spending on servers and data centers. It's also pursuing a data center consolidation initiative. The target is 25% consolidation right now. And Janice Haith, the deputy CIO for the Navy, says they've ordered senior commanders to draw up plans to increase virtualization by between 40 and 80%. And server utilization by between 50 and 80%.
We can't have data center consolidation without those two things happening first. We'll fail. This is not a data center consolidation effort where we're going to forklift a server from one building and move it to another and call it success. That's not data center consolidation. That's just moving and closing buildings. That's not efficient. And that's not going to gain us anything.
The Marine Corps has its own network and data center consolidation plan. It plans to bring its number of networks from 5 down to 3, and just a single data center in Kansas City. Halverson says his department also needs to work a lot more closely with industry and figuring out how to field new IT products and services more quickly and more economically, and in refining tightly defined requirements.
What we tend to, my belief is do is we write a requirements definition, we throw it over the rail, industry grabs it, they come back with an answer, and we missed a whole bunch of dialogue in between. I think we have to figure out how to have more dialogue about what do we need, what do you have, and then dialogue about what do we really need. One of the things that I think we are guilty of, we pick a technology and it's going to do X for us. Well, then we get really bright and we say, but it could do X plus Y. And then it could do X plus Z. Then we start back at the beginning of the alphabet. It could do X plus A, B, C. By the time we're done, we have forgotten what we really wanted it to do to begin with, and we have a system that doesn't do any of the things we want.
Halverson says it's also his view that the Navy Department will be less and less willing to risk money on unproven IT systems. It will lean more toward commercial off-the-shelf solutions in many areas. And he says he plans to ask industry to put some of its own capital at risk when vendors approach him with a product they say will solve the Navy's IT problems. In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.